welcome to this month's Life Notes, which move you one book closer to living 12 category smart. This is Jesse Colhagen, and you're listening to the Life Note, The Magic of Believing, by Claude Bristol and summarized by Marcia Joseph. As always, we'll start with a quote. You have often heard it said that if you believe you can do a thing, you can do it. An old Latin proverb says, believe that you have it and you have it. Belief is the motivating force that enables you to achieve your goal. In The Magic of Believing, you'll learn how positive thinking can help you to achieve your goals. Author Claude Bristol will inspire you with this classic motivational book and remind you that your thoughts really do become your reality. In this Life Note, we'll review big thoughts, such as clarifying your vision, the power of suggestion, how you hold the key to your mind, desire as a motivating force, the energy of thoughts, and finally, how to turn those thoughts into reality. Starting with the first big thought, know where you're headed. Clarify your vision to manifest your goals. Quote, it is vital that you know exactly what you want out of life. You must know where you're headed, and you must keep a fixed goal in view. That, of course, is the overall picture. It makes no difference whether you want a job, a new house, a place in the country, or just a new pair of shoes. You must have a fixed idea before you'll obtain what you're after. End quote. Wanting something and believing that you can have it is only part of the equation. To achieve your goals, you must have clarity about the specifics. Have you visualized exactly what you want? The author reinforces that, quote, most people have a general idea that they would like to be a success, but beyond that, everything is vague, end quote. If you're stuck in a particular area where you can't seem to reach your goals, ask yourself if you have enough clarity and specificity around the goal. Use your life book to get all the details down with complete clarity. If you're working on your financial life, have you determined the specific numbers you want to hit and by when? If your quality of life goals include a beautiful home, have you incorporated specific photos of the kind of home you would like to have? Do you have a specific weight you want to be or a certain clothing size you want to reach? Claude Bristol paints a picture of those people who do not have clear goals by telling us that, quote, they are like a cork on the water floating aimlessly, drawn this way and that by various currents, and either being washed up on the shore or becoming waterlogged and eventually sinking, end quote. On the other hand, when we have a very clear picture, we're much more likely to achieve our goals. Claude says, quote, the person with a fixed goal, a clear picture of his desire, or an ideal always before him, causes it, through repetition, to be buried deeply in his subconscious mind and is thus enabled, thanks to its generative and sustaining power, to realize his goal in a minimum amount of time and with a minimum amount of effort, end quote. It's a good reminder not just to have the clear picture, but also to incorporate the aspect of repetition that Claude suggests. How about putting that picture of your role model body on your refrigerator door where you can see it every day? Or a picture of Hawaii if that's your next dream vacation? Keep your visions close and refer to them often so that they become a part of your everyday thoughts. The power of suggestion. Your subconscious obeys orders. Quote, no matter what we call it, the writer prefers the word subconscious. It is recognized as the essence of life, and the limits of its power are unknown. It never sleeps. It comes to our support in times of great trouble. It warns us of impending danger. Often it aids us to do that which seems impossible. It guides us in many ways, and when properly employed, performs so-called miracles. End quote. When you start to believe something, your subconscious kicks in and acts according to that belief. The author reinforces that whether in a football game, a battle, or a business, it is your belief in winning that drives you to bring the victory to fruition. When you believe in the suggestion that something good is going to happen for you, your subconscious then obeys the orders that will actually make it happen. How do you actually draw upon the subconscious to cause it to act for your benefit? There are three steps outlined in The Magic of Believing. Step one, first, you must ask for something that is rightfully yours and that you actually have the capability to handle. Step two, next, you need to see the result actually happening. You have to visualize yourself in the role you're seeking or performing a task that is relevant to what you seek. Step three, be patient. Quote, you must wait patiently while the subconscious is assimilating the elements of your problem and then goes about its own way to work it out for you. End quote. The solution to your problem and the right course of action reveal itself to you if you let your subconscious do its work once you've provided the suggestion to it. What an interesting idea, that your subconscious actually obeys orders. Just like walking into a restaurant and ordering a nice steak, you can order your subconscious to deliver something fantastic to you. Your mind has a single door. You hold the only key. Quote, consider your mind a room, but with a single door, and you have the only key. It rests with you to decide who is to come through the door. That is, whether you are dominated by positive or negative thoughts, and which ones you're going to admit, for your subconscious mind will respond to the vibrations of the thoughts that are strongest in you. End quote. That's a helpful picture to keep in mind. You can't have both negative and positive thoughts at the same time. There's simply one door, and you hold the key. Which are you going to let in? Recent books on happiness suggest using a gratitude journal as one technique for increasing your positivity and happiness. Check out our life note on the How of Happiness to learn more. Why does this work? It's because you can't really feel negative and unhappy at the same time you're feeling grateful. Even if you don't journal, you can practice gratitude in other ways or with other practices. Keep those positive thoughts flowing. Negative and positive thoughts just don't mix very well. Remember, there's only one door. Desire is the motivating force. Strong affirmative thought overcomes obstacles. Quote, it was desire that brought progress to the world. Without it, we would still be living in a primitive age. Everything we have in our modern world is the result of desire. Indeed, desire is the motivating force of life itself. End quote. The idea that desire is the motivating force behind all progress is really something to consider. Think about your own achievements, and you'll be reminded that all of your own successes were first sparked by desire. Graduating from school, the long hours of studying were driven by your desire to complete your education. Getting into a relationship, your desire to be with that special someone allowed you to overcome the fear of asking her out. Having an amazing travel experience first started with your strong desire to visit a new place. Every important achievement starts with desire. Claude Bristol writes, quote, there are comparatively few people with great desires. Most are content to go along filling the tiny niches in which they find themselves. They accept their positions in life as something that fate has fixed for them, and very seldom do they make either a mental or physical effort to extract themselves from those positions. End quote. If you think back in history, the great accomplishments that still benefit us today were driven by men and women who had such a strong desire to succeed that they overcame incredible obstacles. Thomas Edison comes to mind, conducting endless experiments until he finally succeeded with the light bulb. Or Amelia Earhart, think about the strong desire that was necessary to enable her to be the first woman to fly across the Atlantic. These were not people who were content to go along filling the tiny niches. Rather, their efforts were driven by desire and the determination that stemmed from that desire. Consider now one of your own major goals. Have you harnessed the energy of desire? Do you want it badly enough that you're willing to do the hard work necessary to achieve it? Are your reasons why strong enough? If you don't have something right now that you want, try admitting that you just don't really want it enough. If you find yourself getting a little annoyed with that suggestion, is it perhaps because there's actually some truth to it? Don't underestimate the energy of desire. It all starts there, and that is 100% under your control. Thoughts have vibrations, the unseen energy of thoughts. Quote, for centuries, outstanding thinkers have claimed that man, through his mind, could shape events and control matter. And the more you study this science, the more you will realize the amazing powers of your mind. End quote. Claude Bristol was interested in the topic of how our thoughts vibrate, and he went in search of more information about this phenomenon. He was able to find a study at that time in 1944 from Yale University where researchers reached the conclusion that, quote, an electrical aura of their own making surrounds all living things, end quote. One of the aspects of thought vibrations that Claude considers is the impact they have on other people, and in turn, how their thought vibrations impact us. Quote, "The vibrations set up by others affect us more than we realize, for we take on the characteristics of those whom we are more or less constantly associated." End quote. For this reason, if you hang around with negative people, it's pretty likely that you are also going to feel more negative. Positive people uplift us. Negative people bring us down. It's that simple. We pick up on the thought vibrations of others. Another aspect of thought vibrations is that they also serve to attract us, either trouble or positive results. If we have fear-based thoughts, the magnetism of that type of thought will likely create trouble for us. On the other hand, the author reminds us that constructive and positive thoughts in turn will attract positive results. The idea is essentially that what you think about, you will bring about. We might tend to downplay or even ignore the importance of thought vibrations on our attitudes and our actions. We can't see this force, so we might not consider it. Yet every one of us has undoubtedly experienced a feeling of someone, a positive or negative vibe, even before we really know anything about him or her. We can feel the vibrations of their thoughts, even if we can't see them. Just like gravity, you can't see it, but we know it's there. So keep in mind this unseen energy of thought vibrations. Consider the impact when you choose whom to spend time with, positive rather than negative people, and also consider how your own thoughts will magnetize either problems or positive results to you. How to project your thoughts, turning thoughts into reality. Quote, "Success is a matter of never ceasing application. You must forever work at it diligently. Otherwise, it takes wings and flies away." End quote. There is tremendous energy in your thoughts, yet without doing anything with those great thoughts, they lose all of that energy. Let's consider several of the author's ideas on how to turn those thoughts into reality. 1. Start something new. Claude shares an example of a 70-plus-year-old man who starts something new at least once per week. Whether it's a new book, a sales plan, or creating a new gadget, he is constantly trying new things. 2. Take initiative. People stay stuck in low-level roles their whole lives because they don't take initiative. Remember, there's always a better way. 3. Give interest and attention to your thoughts. The more interest and attention you give something, the better your results will be. 4. Keep your word. If you tell someone you're going to do something, do it. 5. Be a person of action. When you develop great ideas, act on them. And 6. Associate with those who can help you. Claude emphasizes, quote, "If you want money, you've got to associate with people who have it or who know how to make it," end quote. So yes, beliefs are powerful drivers, but be sure not to let your thoughts, ideas, and beliefs flutter around in your mind without moving forward to make them happen. Believe that it can happen, and then take action to make it so. So there we have it, Claude Bristol's motivational reminder that your thoughts really do become your reality, and only you hold the key that unlocks the power of your mind. I hope you enjoyed it as much as we did. Thank you so much for joining us. We look forward to sharing with you again soon. And until next time, here's to moving one book closer to living 12 Category Smart.